either cut my cabbage or grate them. And I use, if I make, say, something like a pine, I use a tablespoon and a half of good sour buttermilk and about a teaspoonful of sugar and about a good tablespoonful of mayonnaise. And that makes good coleslaw. Well, we had the cornfield and the half runners, and got the lima beans, which I call butter beans. But if you go to buy them, they're called lima beans.
Is there a difference of the
name?
How big
are the lima? These are the small baby lima speckled. Mm-hmm. And you can get the white baby lima beans, and you can get the big speckled and the big white. Oh no, you have to sell them.
With the beans, you sell all the beans?
The lima beans, but the green beans you don't.
What do you do with them?
You strain them and break them up, and some of them will be full and yellow, and you can sell them and cook them in with them before they get dry.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if you pick a whole bunch of beans?
That would be the ones that was dry and turning yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Overripe.
That's what you
yeah.
Say they were
yeah. A bunch.
What did your mother say? She had
yeah, she called a bunch. She called a bunch of kids.
Okay. Did you ever use the word
castle? Yeah, I don't know whether I ever have or not, but I've heard it used.
What does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot of anything.
Would you use it about children or not?
Well, I don't think I would.
How would you use
it? I'd use a gang or a bunch. I guess I'd use a gang.
As many as you
yeah, a gang.